Welcome. Welcome, my friends, to a celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, featuring the music of Robin Mark, who sings in the beauty of holiness, featuring his music with our oldest son, Josh Blakesley, singing Easter Song by Keith Green, featuring Were You There When They Crucified My Lord by the Lower Providence String Band, featuring O Sacred Head Now Wounded with Julie Tanner on cello, and also Christ the Lord is Risen Today by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
In the beauty of holiness, we see you, Son of Righteousness, so we bring all that we possess to lay at your feet. In the place where your glory shines, Jesus, lover of all mankind, you have drawn us with love divine to make us complete. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. Is there a tribute that I could bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King, the work that you've done? Could I ever conceive of this? All the depths and the heights and breadth of the riches I now possess because of your love. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. Is there tribute that I could bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King, the work that you've done? Could I ever conceive of this? All the depths and the heights and breadth of the riches I now possess because of your love. So I'll pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I'll wish I could love you more, my God and my King. So I'll pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King.
The story of Jesus' last week on earth is an old, old story, but it never seems to get old to me. I can look back on the days in which I was a kid and my parents dragged me off to church, and Easter Sunday was always a special day. Lilies all over the sanctuary, the smell would permeate all the pews. Everybody dressed to the nines, as we used to say. All the women in their beautiful dresses, all the little girls in their patent leather shoes, all the boys struggling to keep a tie tied or clipped on the top of their shirt. And the music and the festivities We had a breakfast at our church every Easter. We had a play, an Easter drama, every Easter morning at sunrise. And I can remember getting up at 4 a.m. and riding in the car with my father driving, and how I enjoyed the fact that he used to run all the red lights, because back in those days, no one else was on the road on Easter Sunday morning at 4 a.m. And we'd travel to our home church. We'd go to a back room, and I'd smell the smell of Max Factor makeup. And everybody would get made up for the Easter drama. And by 6:30 a.m., the drama was on the stage. And after the drama was over, we had a continental breakfast featuring wonderful rolls and terrible grapefruit. And then we would have morning worship. And then after morning worship, always go out to eat, a real treat on Easter Sunday. And then back home and look for your Easter basket. Yeah, we used to hide our Easter baskets in some very difficult places. And all of us kids would run around after we got home from church, chomping at the bit to find our Easter baskets hidden in places we could barely imagine. And it usually took us a long time and a couple of really obvious clues before some of us could find those Easter baskets. Yeah, Easter has a strong memory for me. But as I've grown older, the memory of Easter has covered all of those Easter baskets and morning plays and the smells and the tastes. All of that has been superseded by the glory of what really happened that day. Jesus, a man who walked on earth just like me, intentionally gave his life over so that he might give his life for me. I hadn't even been thought of yet, thousands of years in the future. And yet this Jesus, this man of Nazareth, he gave his life because he loved me so much. That's the celebration of Easter. And we'll celebrate all podcast long with great music and the great story of that very first Easter.
Just as he said, quickly thou go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
He is no longer
joy to the world. He is risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Just as he said, quickly now go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
No longer dead.
Joy to you the world, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen.
Risen from the dead.
Now at the Passover festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Give us Barabbas! Give us Barabbas!" And Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" And all of them shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Then Pilate asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing more, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole assembly around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, hail, King of the Jews!" They spat upon him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by were making fun of him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking Jesus, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" And one of the bandits who was crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, "Wait, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice, and breathed his last.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Now when the centurion and those with him, who were keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Many women were also there, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And then he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb.
Was rolled away. Were you there when that stone was rolled away? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there when that stone was rolled away? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. Were you there?
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled the stone away and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. You cannot seek the living among the dead, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, and this is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And suddenly, Jesus himself met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." So the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This podcast, this celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this glory dedicated to Easter, has come to an end. May we go in peace. Amen.